Right now, time for the birthday scam.
We're going to scam Brooke because she stole some groceries out of a parking lot, Raj.
Well, not in her eyes. They were just there. They didn't have a name on them. So somehow she thought they were hers.
And I'll play the guy. Those were my groceries. See if she'll feel guilty. I'll try and guilt her for taking my food.
Hello?
Brooke, this is Ed. And you don't know me, but on Monday the 5th, I had left some groceries accidentally in the parking lot at the And I checked with the manager, and somebody saw the driver's license, and I tracked you down, and I guess you took my groceries.
Okay, well, I can pay you back, I guess.
Well, that's fine, but I gotta ask you why you did that.
Because my husband saw the bag there, and he said, oh, look, somebody left their groceries there. Do you want chips? And I didn't really think about it or anything, and then my mother-in-law called me over and said, well, look at those chips over there. And I said, well, everybody seemed to want to get them, so I just went over and grabbed them for everybody.
Yeah, but they weren't yours. They were mine.
Well, you left them there.
I get an emergency call. I had to run home. I thought they'd be okay. I'd never in my wildest dreams imagined somebody would...
Well, that's your fault for thinking that that nobody was going to take them. They're sitting in a parking lot, an empty parking lot.
I know, but I could call the cops on you.
For taking the groceries that you didn't take? I don't think so.
Well, there was no sign on there that said free groceries.
And there was no sign on there that said these belong to so-and-so, either.
Well, I'm just flabbergasted that you're even arguing about this with me.
Well, this is ridiculous of you.
This was my food for my family.
A bunch of chips? You feed your family chips? Well, some healthy family you must have.
We did not have food that evening. I had to go to a restaurant. So, you know, I'm out not only those groceries, which you got to pay back, but I had a $30 restaurant bill.
It's my fault you had a $30 restaurant bill. I don't think so, buddy. I'll pay for the groceries, but I am not paying the $30.
Look, you little thief.
Don't you call me a little thief, you bastard.
Here's what I want. I want the $30 for the meal, $80 to pay for the groceries.
$80 for... I don't think it was $80. I want to see a receipt.
The receipt was in the bag, which you stole, of course. You're a klepto.
I could think of a lot worse things to call you. I'm a lot nice. I'm a lot better than that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot better. You're a thief. That's what you are. Here's what I want. I want the money for the restaurant. I want the groceries. And then I want a piece of you.
You'll get the money for the groceries. That's it.
No, I want you, and I want to get you over my knee and spank you.
You're perverted.
And keep your pants on.
You're still perverted.
I'll pay you $10.
No. Who is this?
Dean and Raj.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Brooke.
Who did this?
Lynn.
Lynn?
Yeah, Lynn wanted us to call you.
Oh, my God.
Did you eat all the food?
No, we still have a lot of it.
All right.
Thank you.